He might say, well, I think I better go to bed. I'm getting a little
sleepy.
Yeah, but in the morning, say about 7 o'clock, you'll
wake up.
Or talking about somebody else, you might say, well, so-and-so's still sleeping. Better go
wake him up.
What about, say if your son has some medicine that he's supposed to use, you come back in the room and it's still there, you might ask, well, why didn't you
take it?
The past form of that would be, yesterday I
took it.
And I have
taken.
Somebody who doesn't hear very well at all, you say they're just about stoned.
Dead.
And if you get out in this kind of weather and begin to do yard work, it's not long before you begin to
sweat.
Some of these places that you...
No, my grandmother wouldn't say sweat.
Perspire.
And I said, what was it? Horses sweat, men perspire, and women glisten.
That's a new one. Glisten. I have to remember that.
However, I sweat.
Glisten. That's the first time you come across that. What about, you know, these places sometime where you get on your skin, has a little white spot right in the middle and a red, reddish brown?
Little pimple.
Ever heard that called anything besides a pimple?
Well, if they're big, they're called boils.
And that white stuff in the middle, that's
called...
You say get stuck in the hand by a bumblebee, your hand will begin to
swell.
The past part of that is
swell, I guess. I don't know what it is. It's swell, I guess.
And say if I try to do some work that I wasn't used to, like
you get calluses on your hands, is that what you mean?
Those are
blisters.
What about that liquid inside a blister? What do you call that?
I just call it fluid.
Ever heard people just call it water?
Yeah. I heard people call it water.
Say if somebody accidentally got shot or stabbed in the leg, you might have to take it to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
What, have you ever heard, say if the wound doesn't heal cleanly, the it might, the flesh around it might become kind of white and flaky or something like that. Have you ever heard that referred to as any type of flesh in particular? Have you ever heard people talk about proud flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Or say if I got a little cut on my finger, something that most people would have in the medicine cabinet that they could put on it to prevent infection.
Methylate? Mercurochrome, not so much anymore, methylate, or I think this used lots of other things nowadays, but back when I was growing up, it was methylate and mercurochrome.
Do people still use that kind of a brown liquid?
Iodine? I have not seen any iodine in so many years. Now, my grandparents used to have it, but my daddy always treated everything with hydrogen peroxide. That just everything that happened, anybody poured hydrogen peroxide on it. What good that did, I have no idea.
What about this bitter tasting white powder that used to be taken for malaria?
Well, heavens, that must have been some sort of quinine. Now, when I was real little, they gave me quinine, but it was in some kind of chocolate syrup. It was like just, you know, in a medicine bottle with some kind of chocolate. Horrible. Ooh, yeah.
What about this expression, say, if somebody has been critically ill, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient still...